I've been presenting my capacity tests of various power banks on the forum for a while now, but I've recently realized that I've been too conscious of choosing good models such as Basius, Joyroom, or Romas. For this reason, I decided to go for the first cheapest 50Ah power bank from China and see what happens. Will I get a package at all, or will they send a brick? I paid about £50. The price is quite small, but maybe that's because importers don't have to make money when I buy direct from overseas. The case says fast charging, but not quick charge. There will be no QC standard, i.e. supplying higher voltage than 5V. Look in vain on the casing for information about the model of the power bank. According to the sticker, the model is simply power bank. The container on the packaging is already some kind of a nameplate. There is quite a long product description on the packaging, but I don't see any specifics. A USB-C cable is included. Finally, on the power bank itself, there is what looks like a model name, GB35590-2017. These 2017s are worrying. Declared capacity, 50Ah at 3.7 volts. That would make a good match. What surprises me is the 74 watt-hour. After all, if you multiply, it comes out rather 185 watt-hours of energy. Even if they were to take losses into account, it blandly comes out many times less. Could it be that it is not 50Ah after all, but say 20Ah? Let's check further. Production date, May 2025. I am also concerned about the voltage and current, only 5 volts and 2.1A. There is not even QC. Ports, supposedly the orange color, indicates a higher current port. The manual says some interesting things. Supposedly the input can be up to 20 volts. I would be afraid to check this. First load tests. The power bank is able to provide a total current up to about 2.5A. Then the voltage drops. My phones, Xiaomi 11 and iPhone 7, are charged at 5 volts, current up to 1A. The QC trigger is unable to trigger a higher voltage. Next, it is time to check the capacity. Charging is done with a current of just under 2A. Charging from 0 to 100% shows on the meter less than 16Ah drawn at 5V. After multiplication, here we have 80 watt-hours. You can already see that the expected 50Ah output will be far short of this, as there are losses both when charging the cells and when discharging them. Nevertheless, let us check. Three separate tests. At 5 volts, approximately 12.5Ah can be obtained. This gives us 62 watt-hours. And the capacity, the nominal 50Ah, is at a cell voltage of 3.7 volts, so you have to recalculate. You also have to take into account the losses on the inverter. In this series, I have taken a fixed conversion factor of 0.85. 12.5Ah at 5 volts, nominally 20Ah. Unfortunately, in summary, there are two problems here. The first problem is the lack of QC. This significantly slows down the charging of modern devices. The packaging slogan's fast charging, but that's just marketing text. It's different to supporting the quick charge standard. The second problem is capacity. The first thing that surprises me is the declaration of 74 watts of energy while claiming 50Ah of capacity. How did they come up with that? As the cells inside are nominally 3.7 volts, after all, from 50Ah, it will come out around 185 watt-hours rather than 74 watt-hours. To get 74 watt-hours at nominal 3.7 volts, the capacity would have to be approximately 20Ah, not 50Ah. You could even conclude that this is a 20Ah power bank that a creative marketing person changed 20 to 50 to make it look better, while forgetting about those watt-hours because he probably didn't even know what they were.